Good morning, everybody. Thursday, 18th of November, and we're up 12 points. Futures this morning were down 2. Wall Street was down. Usual chatter about inflation. Record highs in Germany, France, and other European markets. UK inflation the highest in a decade, up 4.2%. Waiting for Biden to announce who's going to be the next Fed governor. Should do that by Sunday. Janet Yellen worrying or warning about the debt ceiling in the US. They will run out of money by December the 15th. No doubt that issue is going to blow up again in the next month or so. Oil was down 3%. Gold up a little bit on the inflation worries. Iron ore pretty much unchanged. And that was about it. On the strategy front, no changes today. Still fully invested in the really boring portfolio. No need to change any settings on the back of today's idle market. Our market was down 26 at one point today, up 14. Gold sector doing okay. I'll come back to that in a minute. Couple of quick things. I've written up the Macquarie share purchase plan. If you want to buy Macquarie shares and you were a holder on the required date, ahead of their recent institutional share placement, their share purchase plan. I've put a link to the paperwork in the SPY section today, but if you're interested in that, have a look at the bottom of the SPY section. I've written a couple of paragraphs explaining what it is. And I think if you're applying for $30,000 worth of stock, the discount at the moment is about 6% or so. So you could save yourself $1,800, something like that, on buying $30,000 worth of stock. That might be worth it to some of you. But if you're applying for $2,500 worth of stock, you know, you're only going to save yourself $150, something like that. It may not be worth the admin for some of you to do that. Anyway, read about that at the bottom of the SPY section. You have until Friday next week, 26th of November, 5 p.m. to get your acceptance in if you do want to participate. Even if you do apply for $30,000, I think there's a chance you might even be scaled back again. So another reason not to bother. By the way, some people do, if they can't afford it or don't have the spare cash, what they do is they sell their existing Macquarie shareholding in order to finance the purchase of another holding at a 5-6% discount. You might think about doing that. Another quick thing today, I contributed to an article on Livewire, and I provided a link to that in the SPY section. 7 best stocks to buy and hold forever. I sort of wrote this up in the newsletter a week or so ago, but have a look at that. The stocks that were picked by a number of people, including me, were Macquarie, CSL, Cochlear, James Hardy, and then 3 international stocks. Right, keeping up with the announcements is the go at the moment with so many AGMs out. I've written up a number of stocks that are in the FUFU or Forever portfolio today. Aristocrat had full year results today. Share price is off a little bit, but what a fabulous set of results. They pre-announced these results when they announced the acquisition of Playtech back in October. So no real surprise here. PE of 35, yield of 1.2%. It is a growth stock. I've put in the SPY section today a number of our orange charts. Orange charts are those charts which show the performance of a stock relative to the ASX 200 over a long period of time. And the forever stocks are supposed to be stocks that outperform over a long period of time and have a history of doing that. And have a look down the orange charts today. You'll see a series of stocks that we hold that have outperformed over long periods of time. Aristocrat Leisure is one, Sonic Healthcare another, Zero another, Seek another. You'll see all those charts in the SPY section today. So Aristocrat results out, not a great response to them from the share price today, but UBS has got a buy recommendation with a target price 16% above the current share price. Macquarie recently upgraded to outperform in October with a target price 11% above the current share price. Plenty of fans for the stock still. Sonic Healthcare also had their AGM today, had a bit of a trading update. Didn't provide any earnings guidance for the full year, thanks to COVID-related unpredictability. They have earned significant revenue from COVID testing, which they expect to continue. Share price up 3.3% today. Happy to see that. The big one, of course, was the Commonwealth Bank. Had results yesterday, dropped 8.1%. This morning, if you look at the recommendations, reduce, underperform, sell, underperform, underweight, and hold. Nobody likes them. I can tell you, in 10 years' time, you're going to come back to the Australian market, and the CBA will still be one of the top 10 stocks, if not the top 5 stocks. And it'll still be held by most of you for income. possibly not for growth. And don't panic too much if you do hold it. This is not a disaster. The company made $2.2 billion in 3 months. That's what the announcement was yesterday. It's all about the share price. And today, or after the fall yesterday, often trends start quickly. Yesterday's results may just set off a bit of a downtrend or an underperformance in the CBA. So whilst I wouldn't be stressing about it if you're a long-term income focused investor, it's not really a growth stock. And after those results, you might just find it tops out. I think if I was an institution worried about my relative performance, I'd probably be moving CBA from overweight to neutral, at least at the moment, if not underweight. It takes 3 times longer to regain confidence or investor confidence than it takes to lose it, and it lost quite a bit yesterday. Of course, CBA has results and dividend coming up in February. You might get a better moment to buy it for that. But no big panic. An 8% fall yesterday is a big fall. And why the brokers don't factor in some sort of premium, PE premium to CBA for its quality, for its exposure to the Australian housing market, I don't know. But they are all saying, or Citigroup, for instance, today says there is no justification for the relative premium to the other banks. They have a sell recommendation as well. So it's all about valuation rather than quality. Yesterday's results may just peak them out a little bit. I've put some broker research in on Xero. X-E-R-O to you. Not the best broker response to their recent strong, in their own words, interim results. Macquarie have got an underperform recommendation saying it's maturing, growth is slowing. UBS got a target price 40% below the current price. Their only concern is valuation. They did actually, after the results, up their target price by 10%. They're still forecasting 27% revenue growth and 30% year-on-year subscriber growth. Long term, it is a growth business. It is outperforming. It's in the portfolio as a forever stock, not a just for the moment stock. Have a look at the orange chart. Happy to hold it. Average broker target price at the moment, 9% below the current share price. And I've also put some slides in. Another stock we hold in the Forever portfolio, or FUFU portfolio, is Seek. They had their AGM yesterday. Share price dropped a little bit, despite them saying that EBITDA would be at the upper end of their guidance range. Net profit as well. Have a look at some of those slides. This is not a bad company, and the orange chart shows consistent outperformance. Very happy to hold. They talk about having the opportunity to double revenue over the next 5 years. This is a growth stock. And that's about it for portfolios. I will get to the dividend and franking portfolio. I'm at this point going to be retaining most of the previous income portfolio, just knocking a couple of the cyclical stocks out, but I will have that for you probably on Saturday. Also, the portfolios tab, I would just note, I haven't got into the routine of keeping that up to date. I'll update the portfolios once a week. I'm not going to do it every day. And on a Saturday, you'll see the portfolios up there with any changes made or recorded. A little bit out of date at the moment. I'll get there. Right, finally, the ideas portfolio. We had a win today. Evolution Mining, which is a gold stock, bought the 70% of the Ernst Henry copper gold project they don't own for $1 billion off Glencore, which is UK listed. And that has transformed their copper production. They become a lot of gold stocks also have copper as a side line, becoming more mainstream for Evolution Mining. Their production doubles, copper production doubles, and their costs per ton drop quite significantly as well. So its earnings accretive, the brokers like it, share price up 7% this morning. Macquarie have upgraded forecast by 6% for the next 2 years. We hold it in the ideas portfolio. It was supposed to be a short-term trade on the back of a bottoming in the gold price. And then we've had this bit of fundamental news. We will take that piece of luck. Thank you very much. EVN going very nicely. Mineral Resources, however, down 4%. They had their AGM. They've done some small production guidance downgrades for their Yilgarn project. Still a massive project. Not too fussed about that. And I see Domino's Pizza, one fund manager, has announced a substantial shareholding. We added that the other day. And that's about that. I would just point out, the ideas portfolio is not supposed to be just short-term technical trading. It's supposed to be medium, longer-term, trying to time the bottom on some stocks, particularly on resources, trying to time the bottom on their major commodity drivers, commodity price drivers like iron ore, gold, coal. And more fundamentally, we added Domino's yesterday. And we're not going to be chucking that out in a week's time. The idea is that we catch a fairly longer-term bottoming of the stock. as it comes off the bottom of its trading range. All right, something caught my eye in Henry's take today. You're probably aware that Rivian, which is an electric vehicle manufacturer, and for anyone who rides motorcycles, you might remember Ewan McGregor stupidly, in my opinion, choosing to ride electric Harley Davidsons on his latest ride, and he had support vehicles which were electric cars made by Rivian. Rivian listed in the US this week. They listed at $78. They hit $172, and yesterday or last night they dropped 15% to $144. They have a market cap of $124 billion, making it the third most valuable car company in the world, worth more than Volkswagen. Number of cars they've produced so far? 42. As Henry says, surely we are going to look back on this utter overvaluation of companies like Tesla and now Rivian and see it for what it was, an opportunity to make some money rather than an investment in a fundamental earnings story. Anyway, have a look at the cars as well in Henry's take. They look exactly like a Tesla. Right, that's about that. Not much to report. Market now up 25 as I leave you. Dow futures down 3. Sonic Healthcare up 4%, which is good. Evolution Mining up 8%, which is good. Aristocrat Leisure down 4.7%, which is not good. And Mineral Resources down 4.2%, which is not good. You have a fabulous day, and I will speak to you soon.